You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, we'll talk about foreign policy in the Trump administration as meetings are set with and some canceled between the president and leaders of other countries. First, as 2017 gets rolling, our next guest says the future is looking bright for five bands making music here in Wisconsin. Piet Levy joins us now to share their stories and sounds. He's a music writer at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Piet, welcome back to Central Time.
Thanks for having me.
You wrote a piece on five bands to keep an eye on and an ear on in 2017. Is there any kind of common denominator between the five groups you're looking at?
I've done this list for a few years now, every year. It's really looking at artists who they just have a certain type of style and sound that really kind of cuts through. I mean, there's just obviously so many artists out there, but they have a sound that's really distinct. And they also have business savvy, a certain drive, a certain ambition, and kind of the freedom and opportunity to kind of really try to take it far. So in previous years, bands that we featured have included like Fox before they got really big, and Volcano Choir with Justin Vernon, and Gold, which is doing quite well in Milwaukee and regionally. Acts like That Vinyl Theater, who signed a few by Ramen. So these are artists who are doing some really interesting things and have already kind of made some good groundwork with their careers and will probably go further.
So these are talented bands with a lot of stick-to-itiveness and effort, which is kind of where I went wrong in my career on both of those scores, I think. Let's start with an artist named Sarah Voss. She's heading the band Dead Horses. Talk about her story and her sound a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. Dead Horses is an Americana. At this point, it's a duo, but they work with traveling musicians, and they're based in Milwaukee, although Sarah herself is from Oshkosh. And Sarah really loved music as a child, and kind of strayed from that and was at University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee to study education. And she had kind of like a late 20s crisis, existential crisis, where she just wasn't quite sure if this is really what she needed to do. And it really kind of unearthed a lot of things for her, where she basically left school and quit her job, moved back to Oshkosh, and just was really lost. And she found her way again through music. She just happened to jam with some old friends, and the band was Dead Horses, this kind of, bluegrassy, it's kind of since emerged to be more kind of folky Americana act. And that was 2010 when she started jamming with them, and they just through constant touring, constant playing, constant, music, they keep growing and growing and growing. And Sarah is a really interesting songwriter and has a really beautiful voice. Her songs can be, really kind of heartbreaking and devastating and really inspiring almost in the same song. She has a really good way, a good way with the pen. And this band just kind of keeps growing. So they were signed last year to the same agent who oversees Trampled by Turtles, which is a bluegrass group from Minnesota that has done really well. At this point, they're headlining the Riverside Theater in Milwaukee, which is 2,500 seats. So they used to play tiny places. Now they're playing big theaters. And they worked with Ken Coomer, who was a founding member of Wilco, who produced their last album. And they sold out a couple shows in Milwaukee, and they're doing really well. They're on their longest tour ever right now. They're going to be out on the road through April and be gigging all year long. Definitely a band to watch. Really interesting. Doing some really good stuff.
Let's give a listen to Dead Horses. The song is Golden Sky.
Sometimes I wish I was a leaf. Sometimes I wish I was a tall tree. Sometimes I wish I was a deep sea swimmer. Sometimes I wish I was a rock. Sometimes I wish I was a tall corn stalk.
Oh, and I wish we could listen to a little more, but I want to get through some more artists, Piet. You also have a Madison artist on your list. I think you've told him about us. Told us about him in the past. Trapo, a rapper, when he's performing. Tell us about him.
Yeah, Trapo is Davon Prather, and he started rapping when he was in grade school. His uncle was an amateur rapper in Madison. He would sing and rap on his tracks, and in grade school he was like writing verses for himself, and then started really taking it seriously in high school. When he was 16, this is amazing. It's so naive, but so cool. He would start to record his songs, start to take it seriously. And he's just, he's just a kid, a 16-year-old kid in Madison. He didn't really know what to do. So he would follow artists that he liked and the blogs that covered the artists that he liked. And he would hit up like Twitter followers of those blogs and literally spam lots of just random people with his music. And it kind of worked. It got him this word of mouth going. It kind of grew on SoundCloud. His SoundCloud streams kind of kept growing. He ended up finding his managers that way. They finally heard about him. And his manager secured some pretty good rides for him. Pigeons and Planes is a trend-setting hip-hop site that did a premiere for him when he was just 17. And he's only 18 now. So Pigeons and Planes is written about him. XXL Mag is another big site. Complex has done stuff on him. And his main song, Chicago, has been streamed 800,000 times on Spotify. And again, he's just 18. Released a really ambitious full-length album last year, Shade Trees, which really kind of shows his versatility. And he's a really skilled rapper, but he's also a really good skilled singer. He's got this very soulful style to him. It's pretty cool.
And here is that song, Chicago, by Trappo.
Let me talk for a second. I done seen hella Latin broads in my direction. Valley girls with expensive cars in my profession. Lot of places to show you what I'm on. I better dress her. Right, she heard my songs before I came in. Tell your man to calm down. You know he snuck the dirt. Right. I know you ain't from Chicago.
And, you know, very different music than Dead Horses, but I say one thing in common between the two, very present voices. Very, you know, you really feel like they're there.
Yeah, absolutely. They really connect. I mean, yes. And for him to connect at the way he's connecting at 18 is really impressive. That's why he had to be on this list, because he's going far.
Talking to Piet Levy, music writer from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, looking at some Wisconsin bands to watch out for this year in 2017. He writes this article each year looking for some big names. Let's give a listen to another one, Soul Low. The song is Tied in Knots. They are from Milwaukee. Here's a taste.
Don't get tied in knots, trying to be popular, because you're not. Looks so good online, but in life you're behind. Wait till you go away. Come Saturday night, you like to peel away.
So tell us some about Solo.
Well, Solo is a really interesting band in the sense that a couple of them knew each other since kindergarten. We were kind of jamming as kids. They were in kind of a, you know, bluesy, kind of jazzy band that would play like farmers markets in the Milwaukee area. Solo emerged in 2013, really kind of broke out then with this kind of playful style of kind of slacker pop. And they had an album in 2013, 2015, an EP that got some national and international attention. Even Spin magazine claimed them to be a band to watch. So what was interesting is they had this kind of sound, but for last year's album, Nosebleeds, they kind of blew it up. They, you know, it's still a solo album, but it's much more ambitious, much more expansive, much more sprawling. The music has good hooks, but it's also very complex and interesting. It's really good. It got a lot of attention regionally, and it's got attention kind of beyond. And they already have a follow-up basically ready to go. It's going to be coming out this spring. And one of the guys, the last guy that's in college, is graduating in May. So, you know, they've been touring pretty aggressively, but once he's out of college, they're going to really kind of take this full throttle.
And that's, I should say, two words, Solo. It sounds, you know, you say it out loud, it sounds like solo. Yeah, talk about them as a live act a little bit.
They're just really fun. They've got this really great kind of charismatic style. The main singer, Jake Balestieri, he has this kind of sort of like whiny nasal that's probably a little bit reminiscent of Violent Femmes. Which can be a little bit polarizing, but I think their style is still so interesting and distinct. And again, this last album really showed that they're, you know, one of their catchier songs, earlier songs, was called OMG STD. They've really kind of evolved from that. You know, they still can be a little bit cheeky, a little bit playful, but they're good musicians, really good musicians doing really complicated, interesting things. And they're really jazzed about this next album. They think it's the best thing they've ever done, so I can't wait to hear it.
Let's move on to another one on your list. The artist Milo, he's appeared on our series Set List, our summer music series here on Central Time. Tell us a little bit about Milo.
Milo's a really interesting story, too. Roy Ferrer is his name, and he grew up off his uncle was a Nizam, who's kind of a battle rapper from Chicago, kind of emulated him a little bit, and started taking his music seriously, in high school and then in college. His close friend of his had died, and he created this album or this mixtape, I Wish My Brother Rob Was Here, which was basically a tribute to him, and it was a way for him to kind of process his grief. But, you know, it got some attention. It got some blog attention. And, he was still at St. Norbert studying philosophy, and yet he was going between studying philosophy and doing papers to, like, playing, you know, touring. He was at South by Southwest working on, like, college papers in between sets of South by Southwest in 2013. Got enough attention that he went to L.A. in 2014 and was on the label Hellfire Club, which used to be the home for Anderson .Paak, who's gotten a lot of attention. But he struggled out there. He was broke. He was starving. He wasn't getting the breaks that he really needed. He kind of came to Milwaukee, to regroup, and released this album, So the Flies Don't Come. Didn't have huge expectations for it because he's just kind of self-releasing it. He, you know, kind of essentially failed in L.A. But this album is so good. He's able to bring this kind of very, you know, philosophical perspective to it. He's, you know, inspired by, like, Heidegger and Henry Dumas. I mean, it's a really interesting album with a lot of literary references and a lot of philosophy in there, poetic verses in there. Very interesting stuff, and it got a lot of attention. Rolling Stone picked him as an artist to watch. And he won, like, a hip-hop bracket on Mass Appeal, beating heavy hitters like Kendrick Lamar and Drake to be the best album in 2015. So, really interesting. No artists like him, not just in Wisconsin, but anywhere.
Let's definitely listen to a little bit of Milo.
My college specialized and wrote Zionism. There's scars that come with broken fire pistons, Renaissance dunce with a bus of blunders, tracing the fault line, trying to defend my distance. Big old painting of myself like I'm Lonnie Liston, the auto-tune pilot of modernity on autopilot, yearning for eternity.
A distinctive sound there. And Pete, I want to get to the another artist on your list, Shane Leonard from Eau Claire, of course, the big music scene there. And he's been with a couple prominent bands himself. Can you tell us about Shane Leonard?
Yeah, the main act he's probably best known for, associated with, is Field Report, which is a Milwaukee act that was also on a Bands to Watch list a couple years ago. And Shane, when he joined the group as a drummer and a multi-instrumentalist for the albums, he really kind of expanded the sound. It used to be a much more sparse album that really made the lyrics the center of attention. The lyrics still lead, but Shane, in part, helped to really expand it to be a much more cinematic sound to complement those lyrics and make those lyrics even richer.
Okay,
Shane's
I want to get a quick taste of the music here before we run out of time. Shane Leonard, sure. Parting Ground is the song.
Let's take the old road in, the old growth will scratch our skin. Nobody's gonna be around, just you and me in this parting ground.
And a little bit briefly, he had a little bit of a jazzy sound there with that upright bass.
Yeah, definitely jazz influence. He learned Clawmaster banjo, Clawhammer banjo from Appalachian Masters. He's a great student of music, has really expanded Field Report, but does really interesting solo stuff. His last stage name was Kalispell. So you'll find Printer's Son was last album released under Kalispell, but he's going to go by his own name going forward.
We'll leave it there. Piet, thanks a lot for sharing this great Wisconsin music with us.
Thanks for having me, and go to jsonline.com/music. You can find a lot more on all these artists.
That's Piet Levy, music writer at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, sharing some artists to watch out for this year in Wisconsin. Coming up, we talk foreign policy and President Trump. I'm Rob Ferret. You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network.